This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Iran said one of its most prominent nuclear scientists was assassinated Friday in an attack on his car outside Tehran. Their statement, carried by state media, said Mohsen Fakhrizadeh died of injuries at the hospital after assassins fired on his car, with the defense ministry adding they engaged in a gunfight with his security team. Fakhrizadeh had been described by Western, Israeli, and Iranian exile opponents of Iran's new clerical rulers as a leader of a covert atomic bomb program halted in 2003. An Iranian military commander said Iran would strike back against the killers. An Iranian diplomat went on trial in Belgium Friday, accused of plotting to bomb an Iranian opposition rally outside Paris in a case that has stoked tensions with Tehran. Assadollah Assadi, formerly based in Vienna, faces a 20-year prison term if convicted of being behind the attack that was thwarted in June 2018. After Friday's session, the second part of the trial is scheduled to take place next Thursday. The court is then expected to adjourn to consider its verdict before ruling early next year. Four people were shot dead and dozens wounded in Iraq's South Friday. Medics said, in clashes between anti-government protesters and supporters of firebrand Shiite cleric Muqtada Sadr. The violence erupted as tens of thousands of Sadr supporters hit the streets of Baghdad and the southern city of Nasiriyah in a show of force as preparations ramp up for June parliamentary elections. Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kademi has called for early polls to take place in June 2021, nearly a year ahead of schedule, to fulfill a key demand of last year's protest movement. From Washington, this is VOA News. A federal appeals court Friday rejected a request by U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign to block President-elect Joe Biden from being declared the winner of the battleground state of Pennsylvania. This deals another significant setback to Trump's bid to overturn the results of the November 3rd election. A Trump-nominated judge representing the three-judge panel says, quote, "Charges require specific allegations and then proof. We have neither here," end quote. Trump campaign lawyers indicated in a tweet they would appeal the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Britain's chief negotiator David Frost said Friday a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union could still be secured despite a looming deadline and deadlock on key areas. After his EU counterpart, Michel Barnier, said he was returning to London for face-to-face talks, Frost tweeted, quote, "It's my job to do my utmost to see if the conditions for a deal exist. It is late, but a deal is still possible, and I will continue to talk until it's clear that it isn't," end quote. Britain asked its regulator to determine if the potential COVID vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University should be authorized for use because the highest success rate findings resulted from a dosing error. The British government has ordered a 100 million units of the vaccine, but some scientists are expressing concern about gaps in the testing reporting. Meanwhile, the head of the Global Pharmaceutical Industry Group said the vaccine, COVID-19 vaccines, could be available in the middle of next year. 10 of these vaccines could be available by the middle of next year if they win regulatory approval, but their inventors need patent protection. Russia will allow Hungarian doctors and medical experts to observe the manufacturing process for its Sputnik V vaccine against COVID-19, Hungary's foreign minister said Friday. Germany has hit another grim milestone in the coronavirus pandemic, ticking above 1 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
The country's Disease Control Center says that Germany's 16 states reported nearly 23,000 cases overnight, for a total since the start of the outbreak of over a million cases. Despite the high number of infections, Germany has seen fewer deaths than many other European countries, with nearly 16,000, compared with more than 50,000 in Britain, Italy, and France, for example. A rapid response to the initial outbreak, massive testing, and a robust hospital system have been credited with helping keep the fatalities down. I'm Zaria Shackley.
From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.